Guess what I did? I am on day two of no eating. I've done this off and on over the years, mostly off. But I do know 2 years ago I did this. I just drink liquids. And so like for me, liquids might not be considered what you consider liquids. I would take like a green drink. I would blend it in a blender so it becomes liquefied. Or maybe put like frozen bananas and peanut butter and soy milk or something like that in a blender and then blend it to liquefy it. And so I do this because for me, when I eat, sometimes I feel like it clogs my thoughts or it boggles me down, even though I eat pretty clean because I do eat plant-based. I'm not vegan or I don't even know what else they call it. I'm plant-based. And there's a difference. So I don't eat like processed stuff. I eat stuff that comes from the ground, a tree, or, you know, is a natural thing, which is interesting because a lot of vegans or a lot of people who think plant-based is vegan or the same. And then I can't even think what the other one's called right now. Vegan, what is it? I don't know. But I haven't studied the other ones to even know exactly what they are. I just know they're not the same as plant-based. So anywho, I'm on day two now, and I've gotten a lot done today, like so much done that I feel like it's, like I was thinking, I'm only on day two of not eating. It literally feels like a week. Like I feel like, oh my gosh, I've gone 5 days. But then tonight I did have that feeling like, oh, I do want to eat, but I didn't want to eat because I was really hungry, because I wasn't really hungry. So I drank some broth, and I actually made a really good smoothie. It had frozen cherries and peanut butter and cacao and soy milk. And it was all blended up to like cold liquid. Kind of smoothier, you know, but I had it in the freezer because I wanted it to get like harder. And my son, he accidentally spilled it. He didn't see it was in there and I left the spoon in it. So I didn't have a lid on it. And he was reaching back for ravioli and spilled all over the floor. So I only ended up having a few spoonfuls of that, and my dog, Toby, had the rest. Yeah, I let him lick it up off the floor. Why not? Don't let it go to waste, right? So I'm excited for what tomorrow brings. I just drink water, protein drinks, green drinks, a little bit of black coffee if I want it, and then whatever, I just decide to blend, and then today I had broth, which usually when I do it, I don't have broth, but it sounded good. So I was like, it's a vegetable one. Oh, and you know what I wanted? I had sauerkraut juice. I had that twice today. And then tonight I was craving cabbage. So I need to find out why I was craving cabbage. If you have thought about doing a liquid drink type thing or just, you know, you've ever had that thought, I'd highly recommend it because it really clears your mind and it really gets you focused. And the longer you do it, the more you, I don't know, this time around is much different than the first time around. The first time around, I think I was more hungry in a sense because it was my emotions attached to eating back then, where now I'm always aware of it. Like, am I hungry or am I not hungry or what is it I want? You know, I don't really want food. And it's so much easier just to drink my nutrients and give my stomach a break. So then when my stomach has a break and it doesn't have to chomp all that up, it lets my mind connect more with my heart space, in my opinion. So I don't think it's anything like you have to research too much into. Just do it. Just go with how you feel, you know. And tomorrow I'll go to the gym and I'll let you know how that goes. But I'm sure it'll be fine because I have a lot of energy and I feel good. So I highly encourage you to listen to your body and listen to what it is that might help you get a little farther on your path to connecting your heart and your soul together and living, just living life, being in the moment, being in the present moment. Have a good night. Bye.